Here we are, another Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. My next guest is a passionate business leader, a startup veteran, and investor in innovation. She has extensive experience as an operating executive and as a venture capitalist, focusing on early stage investments in technology companies, as well as an extensive background in both startup and Fortune 500 companies. I'm pleased to welcome CEO and president of Asuka, Kim Sanchez-Rael. Kim, thanks for being on with us.
Yeah, thank you. It's exciting to be here.
Absolutely. And then this is Asuka's second appearance on Blunt Business, but I'll refer to that a little bit later on. But now, upon entry of the cannabis industry, sure. Let's talk about first about you, Kim. You co-founded an advanced energy company and held numerous management positions at Intel, where you managed a $200 million capital budget, led planning for a $1 billion expansion, and you held roles in finance, operations, and strategic planning. And you know what? I fought and said, one of our other shows would have, I could have brought you on there just for just your profile in executive leadership. But now, prior to Intel, you also served as an aide in the U.S. Senate, focusing on foreign affairs and science and technology policy. That's quite a resume. Talk to me about why you think your path landed you in the legal cannabis market, overseeing a company crafting predictable and controllable edibles.
You know, sometimes when I really pull up and think about my professional journey, it's almost as if everything I've ever done prepared me for the challenges and the excitement, frankly, of the cannabis industry. So, for example, one of the things that we're really passionate about is quality and quality systems in how we grow Asuka and how we partner with our licensing partners, because we really have a business model where we license our innovations to cannabis producers all over the country, now all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Wana Brands is one of our licensed partners. So my time at Intel gave me a lot of schooling under, you know, Andy Grove back mm-hmm. in the day on quality systems, on scaling of manufacturability. And I also have a lot of background in finance and cost effective manufacturing. So I come into this role with just an inherent knowledge and understanding of how to take a complex manufacturing process and make it cost effective and scalable for our license partners. So I think that really instructed what I do here. Obviously, my time on Capitol Hill, this is one of the most regulated industries on the planet. So that gives me a kind of an intuitive understanding of being in a highly regulated environment. I feel very comfortable working with regulators, collaborating with regulators, mm-hmm. because I think that, you know, around things like packaging and dosing and, you know, all the things that really matter for our consumers in the regulated cannabis industry, having that kind of literacy and comfort dealing with government regulators has also just kind of been a real nice asset for me.
Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we spoke originally with the founder, and now he is the current chief creative officer, Ron Silver, who we best know as a renowned New York City chef and restaurant owner. We talked extensively to him back in October 2019 here on the program about the founding legacy of incorporating baking techniques into the process of edibles. So now, mm-hmm. Asuka, it looks like they've maintained and expanded on the gourmet chef-inspired dynamic into your growing line of syrups, sugars, and chocolates. Talk to me about, even though now that you've come into the fray, that original intent has not swayed.
That is like the core of our DNA as a company. So everything that we do was created by a chef, you know, for a chef in a kitchen. And so first and foremost, it tastes great, right? So Ron set off with his chef's hat on and his love, I mean, his true passion for the cannabis plant to solve the classic edibles problem, right? Slow onset, hard to predict, difficult to manufacture, hard to dose, and often tasted really bad. So we solve all of those problems for cannabis edibles manufacturers and therefore also for their end consumers. So, you know, one of the things that differentiates us is there are other fast onset solutions in the industry, right? We're not the only player in this segment. I think we're the best, but but one of it's my job. But one of the things that really truly differentiates us, both sort of culturally and in the way we approach the solutions, is that we are first and foremost, you know, chefs, we're foodies. We want everything you do to taste great. Like, I have taken a lot of hits for the team and tasted a lot of really bad cannabis edibles out there on the market. Mm-hmm. And then everything we do needs to be simple. Our processes were designed for a kitchen, not a chemistry lab. And so our manufacturing process for edibles manufacturers, for edibles partners, is something that we can teach your kitchen crew in 2 to 3 hours, right? There's no weird expensive capital equipment. There's actually no capital equipment investment at all to bring our processes into your edibles line. So we are chefs. We think like chefs. We make it simple in the edibles kitchen, in the edibles manufacturing process. And it just always tastes great and has great sensorial effects for the consumer. So that chef, it's not just chef inspiration. It's like the true core of our culture and our product and our processes.
When you're talking about like a world, it feels just a very gourmet cuisine kind of feel, which is always got. And by the way, I make mention that Ron, his the pair of restaurants he has in New York City is called Bubby's, best known for making pies and very gourmet desserts and delicacies. We could just say that.
Right.
Now, when we come back, I want to go ahead and talk to you about what we didn't get to talk about last time, because now there's a number of things when it comes to delivery systems and sugar alternatives. Those are very important subjects here, especially when it comes to edibles and just where everybody's, well, how do you make it? You know, what's the right process for you? We're going to go into that here with the CEO and president of Azuca, Kim Sanchez-Rael. And the website, for those of you, if you haven't gone to it yet, it's AZUCA.co. You can take a look there, and you can look at partnering resources, a lot of other things, and you can shop for the products there on the website. We'll be right back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back here on Blunt Business with Kim Sanchez-Rael, CEO and president of Azuca. And before the break, I mentioned the website. You can also, if you just absolutely positively need a .com to go to when you're typing it into Google or whatever search engine you like, azucatime.com, A-Z-U-C-A, time, one word, .com. Now, Kim, let's go ahead and talk about the delivery system for cannabis edibles that you now have called Azuca Time Infusion. Your website explains it like this, quote, nanolipid and nanoemulsification, the recent go-to solutions for water-soluble edibles, are fraught with problems. Azuca Time Infusion radically transforms cannabinoids so they can be accessed by the body's endocannabinoid receptors one molecule at a time. Now, talk to me about this delivery system and how it answers the problems that could come from nanoemulsion, which we talk about a lot on the program.
Right. And so one of the things I say almost every day is we're beyond nano. We're like a level of infusion that's the next generation. I sometimes call it the fifth generation of cannabis edibles. One of the problems with nano emulsions is the word nano means so many things in cannabis that it actually doesn't mean anything, right? It's a blurry kind of, you know, could mean sonication and different pressure systems and all kinds of things. So we don't even use that terminology. What Azuca Time Infusion is it's an encapsulation process. So as you know, THC or CBD, the cannabinoids, they're an oil molecule, right? And so they're hydrophobic, you know, they don't like water. Our bodies are over 60% water. And so what our process does is we encapsulate individual oil molecules in a hydrophilic or water-friendly coating or jacket. And that is what time infusion does. So sometimes I use a little visual prop, like think of a tennis ball as a THC oil molecule and a glass as a Azuca Time Infusion. So what our process does is it takes this water-fearing oil molecule, puts this lovely water-friendly jacket on it. And so when you consume it, it is very easy for your body, which loves water, water-based substances, to absorb in your soft tissues. So it's a very small particle, and it's water-friendly. So that is why the time infusion process is so, why the body is so happy when it ingests a edible or a beverage that has a Zuca time infusion in it. So the cannabinoids are absorbed for most people, have an onset within 5 to 15 minutes, in some cases even less than 5 minutes. And it's a very predictable effect. The other effect with a Zuca time infusion is because the THC molecules remain in their delta 9 THC form, meaning they're absorbed directly into your soft tissues, the experience is much more like a smoker's high, like a euphoric high. Traditional edibles are processed by your liver in what's called first pass metabolism. And first pass metabolism takes the delta 9 THC that's in the cookie or the gummy or whatever, and your liver converts it into something called 11-hydroxy-THC. Now, 11-hydroxy-THC is a substance that is kind of delivers what most people think of as couch lock, right? That's more sedative effect. There's a place for that. There's nothing wrong with 11-hydroxy-THC. It's just a different effect. And so what one of the things we're so excited about is that our formulations deliver not only the fast onset, but also the more of the euphoric, uplifted experience that smokers experience. I don't smoke. So I'm really our target customer in a lot of ways, because these formulations give consumers who would like an alternative to smoking or vaping that euphoric sense that you just can't get from traditional edibles.
Not only the fact that you have this patent-pending trademark technology that your team has go ahead and developed, which, like I said, I have a guest a couple of shows back, again, serving hundreds of brands, nanoemulsion. It's still something that just feel like it's a bit standard, but you wanted to continue to go forward, and you've actually intensified, because there was a press release back in January where you talked about creating Activator Formula D2, so the second edition of this, which is 3 times higher cannabinoid capacity than the original formula, and the most simple and scalable manufacturing solution for fast-acting gummies, beverages, baked goods, pressed tabs, syrups, and more. So with that, I mean, talk to me about the response you've had, about if there's been other companies or there've been other people that have wanted to go ahead and learn more about what this formula entails. I mean, you're providing it, but for those that they see our brands, you know what? We want to also have our edibles used with your technology.
Yeah. So one of the things that we are passionate about is being an innovation partner for our brands, the edibles brands that we work with. So we are constantly innovating and releasing new generations of solutions for our licensing partners. So for example, we first launched with what was called D1 Activator. D stands for distillate-based first generation. That was a 10 milligram per gram of carrier ingredient dosing capacity. We then innovated further and launched D2. So I'm a technology investor, so I think about things in terms of, you know, always innovating and in launching the next generation of the innovation. So we launched D2, which is a 3 times higher dosing capacity. So it gives formulators and brands a lot more flexibility in how they do their formulation from a dosing and manufacturing perspective. We then launched a formula specifically for tempered chocolate called Chocolate Activator that slips right into your chocolate manufacturing process, right? It makes your chocolate fast acting and doesn't require any additional capital equipment or anything. So just if you have a chocolate operation, we can just slide literally right into your manufacturing with no modifications to your equipment or anything. And then we have, we just announced our innovations around alternative carrier ingredients. So non-sugar carrier ingredients, monk fruit, xylitol, sorbitol,
Let's go and go right into that, because recently you have announced new innovations for edibles manufacturers seeking fast-acting infusion formulas or sugar alternatives. Before I get into this, I want to make a point. I'm a big coffee drinker, and every time I go to a Wawa, the convenience store that's like quite popular in the Northeast and that's been brought to South Florida, and I get the sample quite a bit. You go to that sugar sweetener counter, and you look at six colored packets, styles of, whether it's Splenda, Stevia, Equal, Sweet and Low, it's just, it's a lot. I usually just take Splenda myself. But you, when the announcement came about, you said, quote, "We are excited to introduce our newest ingredients designed for health-conscious sugar-free products. This strong roster of sugar alternatives offers the time infusion benefits that consumers have come to rely on and love: fast onset, social delta 9 THC effects, and of course, great taste." But like I said, you mentioned all the different alternatives that are compatible. You have allulose, stevia, xylitol, monk fruit, sorbitol, erythritol, and agglomerated dextrose. But before I get into the actual breakdown of the different alternatives, that part about Delta 9, that caught my attention. Because please go ahead and talk to me about the delivery system into Delta 9, which some might still see as a novel cannabinoid for use in edibles.
So it's actually the cannabinoid that's in most edibles, right? Almost all edibles are made with THC distillate, right? And THC distillate is Delta 9 THC. So if you consume a traditional gummy, or, you know, a cookie, a THC cookie made with traditional means, you are most likely consuming something made with THC distillate. So you're putting Delta 9 THC in your mouth. The what's different is with a traditional edible, that Delta 9 THC travels through your digestive system and gets processed. You don't feel it till it's processed by your liver. And your liver is what converts it to the 11-hydroxy THC, which is then what gives you the sedative, you know, couch lock effect of traditional edibles, right? That sedative effect. So it's that what's different is that when you put a Azuka Thyme infusion gummy in your mouth and you chew it up and it begins absorbing in your soft tissues, in your mouth, your esophagus, as you swallow. So the Delta 9 THC in that encapsulated form is absorbed directly into your bloodstream. So it reaches your endocannabinoid receptors without being broken down by your liver, which is what takes 45 minutes or longer for traditional edibles.
But there's never any edibles companies or a lot that I don't ever see that actually market the fact that their edibles are done and where they mention Delta 9. That's kind of fascinating. They always kind of just, they don't conceal it more or less.
Well, I think it's a conversation that, frankly, I had not heard anybody talk about the effects of edibles in these terms until we started doing it, to be honest with you. And I'll also tell you, like, as often happens in innovation, some of the greatest things that are discovered accidentally. So we set out to solve the fast onset problem, right, and the taste problem. And in the process of doing that, we created this product that has the Delta 9 sensorial, the smoker's high effect. Right. That's not what we set out to do. It happens to be how consumers experience our products, which is great for consumers, great for brands. Right.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. I just never heard about it. And for years we've been talking about edibles on this program.
Yeah.
They never mentioned Delta 9. Fascinating. Right. So, again, I'm here with Kim Sanchez-Rayo, CEO and president of Azuka. And by the way, as I mentioned, we went and listed the sugar alternatives compatible with Azuka's Thyme Fusion and the sugar alternatives. We're going to go ahead and talk about that and where everything's been about the market and low sugar options, and that's been very stagnant and kind of slow. So Azuka, again, on the forefront of doing sugar alternatives, we're going to talk about that after a short break. We'll be right back with final questions.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're in the home stretch. I'm joined right now with Kim Sanchez-Rayo, CEO and president of Azuka here on Blunt Business. Website is azukatime.com, A-Z-U-C-A, time, one word, .com. You can find everything on the website there. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to go ahead and quote from MJ Biz Daily recently. They wrote that, quote, "Cannabis manufacturers have been slower than conventional food makers to provide low sugar options." Interesting, the market hasn't gone into that. And, you know, we have a number of, we have a show that's on the network. We talk about edibles all the time. And specifically, you know, we do have to talk about where it comes to low sugar options that they're being put to market. But overall as an industry has not been a major focus, and there's been a lot of processing for this. But now, the sugar alternatives we spoke about before the break, as we mentioned before, the alternatives are compatible with allulose, stevia, xylitol, monk fruit, sorbitol, erythritol, and agglomerated dextrose. Talk to me about the response you've had so far rolling these out.
So one of the reasons we developed all of these alternatives is as we were having conversations with existing partners and new brand partners in the industry, there's not a single conversation with product developers that didn't have some version of the question, and what can we do that doesn't have sugar in it?
Yep.
Right. So every product developer is watching consumer preference and seeing, you know, people interested in, you know, low glycemic diets, in keto lifestyles, in all of these, you know, health alternatives. So, you know, we responded to that consumer demand and or manufacturer demand in response to consumer demand to develop these fast acting non-sugar ingredients. So I'd say the response has been great. They've been knocking on our door for 2 years saying, you know, give me these alternatives. So we've been doing, you know, bench scale innovation, gosh, going back 4 or 5 years with some of these sugar alternatives. So we feel really confident in their effectiveness now in the market.
So we know there's a lot of, in the mainstream market, there are a lot of times where, like, say, supermarkets will go ahead and serve private label. They'll go ahead and take the same technology but put a different label on it. Is that something that Azuqua might look into or explore?
So we have a very deliberate co-branding model. I, you know, grew up at Intel, and I use the Intel Inside analogy a lot, where we do put the Azuqua Time infusion, or powered by Azuqua Time. It's on the packages of the products that we are partnered with, and we really feel like it is, it's a stamp of value. It makes a product a more premium product, a more predictable product. And so just as the Intel Inside, or the, you know, back in the old days, the better, you know, Homes and Gardens seal of approval,
right?
We are very committed to a co-branding strategy as a premium enhancement, a premium ingredient in your edibles. We also provide a lot of wraparound branding support for that, you know, PR support. We do sampling with our brand customers. We do bud tender training on mm-hmm. things like, why is an edible made with a Azuqua Time infusion different from a traditional edible? You know, what is this delta 9 sensorial? Why is it different? You know, why is this not first pass metabolism and 11-hydroxy THC? So that, you know, to your point earlier, is a new conversation to even to people who've been in the industry a long time. So we provide a lot of wraparound support in this co-branding strategy with our partners, and we think it really enhances value to those partners.
And for the most part, I mean, talk to me about the response you have for those. I mean, when you look at people that do enjoy baking, and they do like to go and create mm-hmm. baked goods or just whatever it might be, is there anything you could tell me in terms of really just the enthusiasm that you have from people that are, you know, they're getting to experiment, they're going to work with all these different products to go and create some baked goods that are really something special and significant? Talk to me about, you know, if there's anything you can say about in terms of people using it for large scale or just the kind of delicacies they've come up with.
You know, absolutely. So think of it this way. Any product that you would make at any scale with sugar as an ingredient, or you know, sorbitol or dextrose as an ingredient, but sugar is still the most common, you can make at any scale with our process. So we've designed our manufacturing solution so that it is viable and cost-effective at any scale. So we can work with a small brand, a small producer in a small state, or we can work with the largest brands. For example, one of our brand partners is Wana Brands, and I've lost track of how many states we're in as a partner, ingredient partner with Wana Brands for their fast acting gummies and their live resin gummies and their optimal gummies. So we can operate at any scale, from very small to very large.
Wonderful. And just so you know, we've had Wana Brands quite a few times on the program, and especially just across Cannabis Radio. And right off the bat, I know I would have to go and look around, but I know Nancy White has been on with us, and Jehoda's mm-hmm. been on with us, so mm-hmm. we've had that exposure. And even we've had them in our conferences, the USCC Expo that we've hosted.
Yeah.
So with that said, going to wrap things up, let's go ahead and send people over to the website, azucatime.com, AZUCATime.com. For people that go to the website, take me real quickly just with some highlights. And for those who want to get themselves started in, either in a business partnership with you or get some product.
Yep, sweet. Yeah, there's a link right on our website that says schedule a meeting with our team. If you click on that link, we will get back to you within 24 hours and set up a call to introduce you to our team and explore collaboration.
Fantastic. So thank you so much for being on with me, Kim. Really appreciate you taking time out. And as always, want to go ahead and keep the door open for Azucca to come on back. Keep us abreast of any new announcements.
Sweet. Thanks for having us.
You're always working on new technology, so always have a reason to go ahead and revisit.
We've got some industry-changing innovations coming out later this year around a fast-acting, full flower, full terpene innovation for edibles. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, stay tuned for sure. Thank you again, Kim Sanchez-Rael, CEO and president of Azucca here on Blunt Business. And thanks again for being on with us. And listeners, as always, thank you for listening in. Make sure you rate and review this show. It's imperative. It's important. It's crucial. Maybe not crucial, but still. Go to Apple Podcasts. Go to Spotify. Please rate and review. Give us a 5-star rating. And if you feel like there's any comments you want to make, topics you want to talk about, anything you want to go ahead and bring up here on the program, by all means, please reach out to me, Brasco, BRASCO, at CannabisRadio.com. Would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.